Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Coffee Break Swedish, Season 1, Episode 29. Hej och välkomna tillbaka till Coffee Break Swedish. Jag heter Mark.
Och jag heter Hanna.
Och jag heter Lovisa.
Yep, we're all three of us together today. Vi är allihopa together. How do you say together again?
Tillsammans.
Tillsammans idag. We're here together to record lesson 29. And lesson 29 is all about what? Vad lär vi oss idag, Hanna?
Well, we're going to learn to how to make a phone call.
Very useful. And also quite scary, I have to say, for learners, because when you're making a phone call as a learner of a language, it's always a little bit scary.
That's why we're doing this, because my students hate phone calls. Like I always say to you, Mark, Swedish is easy. So this will be easier than other languages, I would say.
Let's hope so. Lovisa, hur mår du?
Jag mår bra, tack. Hur mår ni?
Jag mår jättebra, tack.
Jag mår bra, tack som frågar.
Now, let's just, before we get into these conversations, these phone calls, we're not often together, all three of us, for the start of the lesson. So I was wondering perhaps if we could just have a little conversation, little chat, and see how much I understand when you two speak in your normal Swedish.
So Mark, what do you want us to talk about? What subjects do you know?
Let's stick to something that we do know. So why don't we talk about the weather?
Okay, yeah.
Så, Lovisa, hur är vädret i Örebro idag?
Det är fint väder i Örebro idag. Solen skiner, det är varmt. Hur är vädret i Glasgow, Hanna?
Och vad kul att solen skiner. Här regnar det, som alltid.
Ja, jag saknar Glasgow. Är det kallt?
Ja, det är ganska kallt för att vara maj. Men ja, jag saknar Sverige.
Okay, that's really good because I think I understood all of that. So it's nice and sunny in Örebro today, correct, Lovisa?
Yeah.
But it's raining in Glasgow, Hanna.
Yes, like always.
Like always. Som alltid, did you say?
Yes, som alltid.
Som alltid. Okay, and then Lovisa, I think you said that you miss Glasgow.
Yeah, jag saknar Glasgow.
Jag saknar Glasgow, okay. And I think, Hanna, then you said that you miss Sweden.
Jag saknar Sverige.
Hopefully we can all travel again soon and you can both go to the respective places that you want to. Anyway, as I said, we are here today to do some practice of phone conversations. So my question as ever, ska vi börja?
Ja, låt oss börja.
Okay, so Hanna, can you give us a little bit of information about this first phone call that we're going to listen to?
Yes, we are going to call a workplace and ask for somebody.
Okay, so you're looking to speak to someone and we're going to hear a conversation about that. Can I ask, first of all, in Swedish, other languages I've learned have involved particular words or constructions that you use when you're phoning, like for saying hello or, you know, who's speaking, please, and all that kind of thing.
Yes, and this is what I meant with that Swedish is easy. The beginning and the end, you will recognize, Mark. So we start with just saying hey.
All right, okay. And do you finish with hey då?
Yes, exactly. And it doesn't depend, like if you speak to a governmental department, you will say this as well. Or if you speak to your friend. So
sounds good. Okay. So as we listen to this phone call, basically we've got Lovisa and Hanna who are going to be having the phone call together. And if you can do the full conversation once at a slow speed, and then we'll speed it up to a normal speed. Okay. So we'll hear it twice. First time slower and then normal speed. So over to you.
Hej, jag skulle vilja tala med Jenny Lindberg.
Vänta ett ögonblick, ska jag se. Hon är på lunch just nu. Vill du lämna ett meddelande?
Nej, jag försöker igen senare. När är hon tillbaka?
Efter klockan 1. Du kan ringa då.
Då gör jag det. Tack så mycket. Hej då.
Varsågod. Hej då.
Okay, so I think I followed most of that. I think it's phrases that I've heard. Et ögonblick is a moment, isn't it?
Yes, and you know what ögon is.
It's an eye.
Yes.
And then blick, is that like a blink?
Yeah,
a blink,
exactly.
Of a blink of an eye. I love it. Just a blink of an eye and I'll see. Okay, let's go through the conversation and then perhaps after that we can hear it again and hopefully then we'll have understood everything. So, what was the first thing that you said, Hannah?
Hej, jag skulle vilja tala med Jenny Lindberg.
So, we've got tala there to speak. What's the, what was it, skulle?
Jag skulle vilja.
Right. What's going on there?
So when I said at the beginning that we just say hey and it's just like normal, sometimes we will use more formal language when we have a phone call. And jag skulle vilja is one of those phrases that are really useful to know. And it just sounds very polite that I would like to.
All right, okay. Jag skulle vilja tala med Jenny Lundberg.
Yes.
Okay, so you'd like to speak to Jenny Lindberg. Right, so Lovisa, what was your response to that?
Vänta ett ögonblick, ska jag se.
Right, so this is something to do with waiting.
Mm-hmm.
At vänta, because we've seen that before when we were waiting for a bus or something like that.
Yeah, vänta is to wait.
Vänta ett ögonblick, wait a minute or a moment.
Yeah.
And then you said, ska jag se.
Yeah, it's like, I'll just have a look. Let's have a quick look.
Okay. And the next part?
Hon är på lunch just nu.
I think possibly Jenny's on lunch at the moment.
Yeah.
Okay.
Vill du lämna ett meddelande?
Right. So lämna, I think, means to leave.
Yeah.
Does it mean to leave as in if a person leaves a room, for example?
It can mean that.
But here, would I perhaps want to leave a message?
Yeah, that's exactly what it means.
Right, so what's the word for message?
Meddelande.
Meddelande. Okay, was my stress right there?
Mm-hmm.
Meddelande. Okay. So then, Hannah, what did you say?
Nej, jag försöker igen senare.
Right, so I think you're going to try later.
Yes, exactly.
So the verb to try?
Försöker.
Försöker. Okay, so jag försöker igen, again, senare. Later. We've seen vice senare. We'll see you later. Yeah.
Precis. So I ask, när är hon tillbaka?
So when is she back?
Precis.
Okay. So when is she back, Lovisa?
Efter klockan 1.
So after 1 o'clock?
Yeah. And then I say, du kan ringa då.
So you can ring then?
Yeah.
Okay,
that's
so
exactly
you can
it.
Call back then. Okay. Hannah, what did you say?
Då gör jag det.
Oh, that's one of these Swedish word order things. That do I it, or something like that. Or then do I it.
Yes, because you have då is a time.
Mm-hmm.
So then we have the verb after the time and the subject after that. So då gör jag det.
So I'll do that then, or something like that.
Yes.
Okay.
Tack så mycket. Hej då.
Okay, thank you very much and bye.
Varsågod. Hej då.
You're welcome. Bye. Okay, so we've understood it. Let's hear the whole conversation one more time. This time, can we do it kind of normal speed, okay? Really challenges here. Normal speaking speed.
Hej, jag skulle vilja tala med Jenny Lindberg.
Vänta ett ögonblick ska jag se. Hon är på lunch just nu. Vill du lämna ett meddelande?
Nej, jag försöker igen senare. När är hon tillbaka?
Efter klockan 1. Du kan ringa då.
Då gör jag det. Tack så mycket. Hej då.
Varsågod. Hej då.
Okay, so there are a couple of things here that I'm picking up on. And I think it's back to this. When you speak quickly and when you're speaking fluent Swedish, then things will contract a little. Did you see kind of, jag skulle vilja tala med? And the vilja became a little more like ville.
Yep. Good. Well done. Jag skulle vilja tala med. Absolutely. Okay.
And then I love the way the då gör jag det kind of was one syllable there.
Då gör jag det.
Då gör jag det. Okay, good stuff. So that is then our first conversation, our first telephone conversation. And I think what we'll do now is move on to our second one. So what is our second conversation about, Hannah?
Well, our last one was that you called the business. This is a more a private phone call.
Okay, right. Do things change? Is it still hey and so on? Ja, skulle vilja tala med and so on?
Well, hey is the same, mm-hmm. But we can be a little bit less formal. So I can just say, kan jag få prata med?
Kan jag få prata med? So we've seen this kan jag få before, and it's kind of like, may I, can I?
Yeah, so we're still polite. Mm-hmm. It's just a little bit more informal than jag skulle vilja tala med.
Okay, can I ask you a question? Could we say, får jag prata med?
Absolut, Mark. You're making up your own conversation here. I like okay. It.
I was just trying to remember what we'd spoken about previously with få, because it's a useful word. Okay, so kan jag få prata med? Right, shall we listen to the phone call now?
Yes, let's do it. And this time it's about a fel nummer. Can you work that one out, Mark? I think you recognize the word fel.
Fel nummer. Oh, I know. It's like a wrong number.
Yes, perfect.
You've used the word fel with me a few times.
Oh, don't say that. I normally use nästan, but yeah. Sometimes, Mark. You've been fail.
Okay, let's listen to our conversation about the fail number then.
Larsson?
Hej, kan jag få prata med Gustav?
Nej, det finns ingen Gustav här.
Inte? Har jag ringt 57686?
Nej, det här är 47686.
Åh, förlåt. Då har jag ringt fel.
Ingen fara. Hej då.
Hej då.
Right. Now, something very interesting happened at the beginning of that phone call. Hannah, you were playing the part of the person being called and you answered the phone and said your second name.
Yeah, that's what we do in Sweden whenever you call a landline.
Right. So you just say, you lift up the phone and say your second name, yeah?
Yeah. And when I moved to Britain, I thought it was quite rude that you just say hello.
It seems very formal if I lifted up the phone and said, Pendleton? Oh, I guess it's all about these different cultural, interesting things. Okay, so you started by that. And then, Lovisa, what did you say?
I said, hey, can jag få prata med Gustav?
So can I speak with, or can I speak to Gustav?
Yeah.
Hannah, what was your answer there?
Nej, det finns ingen Gustav här.
All right, so this is finns, det finns, it's like existing. So there exists no Gustav here.
Yes, basically saying Gustav doesn't live here.
All right, there isn't a Gustav here, yeah?
Yeah.
I'm going back to my Christina Frontivemola with du måste finnas. You must exist when Christina is appealing to God. Du måste finnas. Is that the same verb?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so there is no Gustav here. I think you're a little surprised at this, Lovisa.
Mm-hmm. I say, inte.
No.
Har jag ringt 57686?
So are you saying, have I called 57686?
Yeah.
Okay, and Hanna, what did you say?
Nej, det här är 47686.
So this is 47686.
Precis.
And then I said, förlåt, då har jag ringt fel.
So förlåt is forgive me or I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. Då har jag ringt fel. So this då is not a time då in this case.
No, so in Swedish, we use a lot of doors. So when you go to Sweden, you're going to hear doors. And I think especially on the phone, I realized that my students were pointing it out. And then I was like, maybe this is not common in other languages, but we use door all the time.
Okay. So in this case, it's kind of like just so I called the wrong number.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay. Då har jag ringt fel. So have I called or dialed wrong, badly. Okay. What do you say then, Hannah?
Ingen fara.
So no worries. That's something we've spoken about before.
Yeah. And then hej då.
Good. Okay. Let's hear this conversation again and again at kind of normal speed.
Larsson?
Hej, kan jag få prata med Gustav?
Nej, det finns ingen Gustav här.
Inte? Har jag ringt 57686?
Nej, det är 47686.
Åh, förlåt. Då har jag ringt fel.
Åh, ingen fara. Hej då.
Hej då.
Okay, that made more sense that time. Okay, we'll be back in just a moment after the break.
All the Coffee Break Swedish podcast episodes are free, but did you know there's a full online course available?
We offer video versions of the lessons, where you see the words and phrases on the screen of your device. There are lesson notes providing further information and additional vocabulary and a bonus audio episode for every lesson.
To find out more about our online course, go to coffeebreakswedish.com.
Welcome back. Today we are learning how to make phone calls in Swedish. Now that we've done a fair bit of Swedish and we're putting it into practice in this practical scenario of making phone calls. Hanna, do you have another phone call for us?
Yes. Now we're going to make it a little bit more difficult. We're going to book an appointment.
Ah, right. Okay. So what kind of appointment are we going to book?
Vi ska boka en klipptid.
En kliptid. En kliptid. No, you'll need to help me. Tid is time, yeah?
Tid is time. Mm-hmm. Att klippa is to cut.
A hair appointment, yeah?
Yes, exactly. Well done.
And I've got so much hair that I think it's the perfect opportunity for me to get a haircut when I go to Sweden. Okay, so we're going to boka, so to book. En kliptid, a clipping time.
Yes, so we use the same phrase again, like jag skulle vilja boka en kliptid.
Jag skulle vilja boka en kliptid. Right, okay, so I think what we should do then is listen to this conversation again. If I remember correctly, Lovisa, you previously starred in one of our conversations as the someone who worked in a hairdresser's. Is that correct? Is that right?
Yeah.
So I guess it makes sense for you then to be working there.
Okay, yeah, sounds good. Salong Saxen, Stina.
Hej, jag heter Linda. Jag skulle vilja boka en klipptid.
Jaha, när då?
Nästa vecka. Har ni någon tid på tisdag?
Ja, vi har lediga tider både på morgonen och eftermiddagen.
Morgonen passar mig bäst.
Passar det klockan 10?
Nej, jag kan inte då. Har ni någon annan tidigare tid?
Ett ögonblick. Jag har hittat en tid klockan 8:45.
8:45 passar perfekt.
Då säger vi det. Då är du välkommen till oss på tisdag klockan 8:45. Kan jag få ditt telefonnummer, Linda?
Ja visst. 076-5476-0044.
Ring om du inte kan komma och behöver boka om.
Det gör jag. Tack så mycket. Hej då.
Hej då.
Okay, some interesting words in there. Certainly some new words for me, but nice to hear words that I recognize from other situations. Let's go through it now. So if we can begin with Lovisa. Mm-hmm. What did you say to begin with?
Salong Saxen, Stina.
So am I right in thinking your name is Stina mm-hmm. and the name of the hairdressers is Salon Saxon?
Yeah.
Okay, then Hanna, what did you say?
Hej, jag heter Linda. Jag skulle vilja boka en klipptid.
Right, so this time you're playing the part of Linda and you want to book a hair appointment.
Yeah. And then I said, jaha, när då?
Right, so that's that jaha, which can mean lots of things, I think. So yes, när då. Like when? Is it just asking when?
Yeah.
So the do there, what's the purpose of the do there, Hannah?
We like to say do. Okay. No, it's just sound, when, then, it's just sound, it would sound much more cut off and quite rude if you just said när.
Right, okay. So is it a little, like, I think I've asked this before when we're talking about var då någonstans, where, like, whereabouts. So could you say när då in that same sense? So whenabouts, roughly when are you thinking?
Yeah.
It softens it a bit.
Yes, exactly.
Good. Okay, so when would you like to have the appointment?
And I respond to that, nästa vecka. Har ni någon tid på tisdag?
Okay, so nästa vecka must be next week.
Ja.
Har ni någon tid på tisdag? Do you have any appointment times on Tuesday?
Yeah, so in English you would say appointment. We always use that word, just time, tid.
Tid, okay.
And then I say, ja, vi har lediga tider både på morgonen och eftermiddagen.
Right, so we have, now this is what I recognize from, I think when we were booking hotels or something like that, lediga tider, we have free appointments or appointments available.
Yeah.
Okay, både på morgonen och eftermiddagen, both in the morning and in the afternoon?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, so which one is good for you, Anna?
Morgonen passar mig bäst.
Right, so the morning, and this passar mig, did we see that when we were talking about clothes?
Yeah, we have used it in several situations, so it's a good verb to know. And it's just something suits or fits you when it comes to clothes.
Yep, so the morning suits me best, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay, so I think, Lovisa, you came up with a suggestion for a time.
Yeah, passar det klockan 10?
So again, this is this passar. Does it suit you at 10 o'clock?
Yeah.
Well, unfortunately, I say, nej, jag kan inte då.
So, no, I cannot then. And then your då there is a nice time då. It makes sense there to me.
What do you mean, Mark? Okay. Swedish always makes sense.
Okay. So, jag kan inte då, right?
Har ni någon annan tidigare tid?
So, I think we've come across tidig on its own. So, tidigare must mean the comparative form of that. So earlier.
Yes, precis.
So do you have another earlier time?
Yeah.
And I say ett ögonblick.
Just a moment.
Jag har hittat en tid klockan 8:45.
Right, so you're suggesting 8:45.
Mm-hmm.
What's the jag har hittat part?
It means I have found.
Okay, so att hitta is just to find?
Yeah, so in this case, I'd look in the calendar and go like, oh, there's an available time at 8:45.
Okay, so can you use att hitta to find anything, or is it specific to this scenario?
No, I mean, you can hitta on a map as well.
Okay. Okay, good. So jag har hittat en tid klockan 8:45. And I think that suits you well, Hanna.
Ja. 8:45 passar perfekt.
So it suits perfectly. Now, then you've got a long part to say, Lisa. Let's hear this.
Då säger vi det.
Right, so då säger vi det. Then say we it. So is that like saying, okay, that's sorted then, that's it booked?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Då är du välkommen till oss på tisdag klockan 8:45.
Right, we've got another do. This is the conversation of does here. So do är du välkommen till oss. So then you're welcome to us på tisdag klockan 8:45. So you're welcome to us on Tuesday at 8:45.
Ja.
So we'll see you on Tuesday at 8:45, yeah? Okay.
Kan jag få ditt telefonnummer, Linda?
So you want Linda's telephone number? Okay.
And I reply, ja visst. 076-5476-0044.
Okay, so of course, and I think you said there 076-5476-0044.
Excellent.
And just a reminder to our listeners, of course, that Linda does not exist and that is not a real telephone number. Please don't ring it. Okay. However, Lovisa, the friseur, says...
Ring om du inte kan komma och behöver boka om.
Right, so ring om du inte kan komma. Now, this is interesting because of that placement of the inte there. Is this like saying ring if you can't come?
Yeah.
Now, does the inte have to go there? Could we say ring om du kan inte komma?
It just sounds a bit odd.
Okay, so we'll put the inte there. Ring om du inte kan komma. And the second part was?
Och behöver boka om.
Right. So behöver is to need. So, and you need to boka om. Is it like cancel?
Reschedule.
Reschedule. Okay.
Yes.
So att boka om is to reschedule something.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Okay. And Hanna, what do you say to finish off?
Det gör jag.
So that do I will indeed.
Yes. Tack så mycket. Hej då.
Thank you very much and goodbye. And then Lovisa says goodbye too. Right, let's hear the whole thing again. Okay, and again, normal speed to challenge us all and see how we get on with this.
Salongsaxen, Stina.
Hej, jag heter Linda. Jag skulle vilja boka en klipptid.
Jaha, när då?
Nästa vecka. Har ni någon tid på tisdag?
Ja, vi har lediga tider både på morgonen och eftermiddagen.
Morgonen passar mig bäst.
Passar det klockan 10?
Nej, jag kan inte då. Har ni någon annan tidigare tid?
Ett ögonblick. Jag har hittat en tid klockan 8:45.
8:45 passar perfekt.
Då säger vi det. Då är du välkommen till oss på tisdag klockan 8:45. Kan jag få ditt telefonnummer, Linda?
Ja visst, 076-5476-0044.
Ring om du inte kan komma och behöver boka om.
Det gör jag. Tack så mycket. Hej då.
Hej då.
Oh, okay, now, you know me, I'm listening very carefully to this and I'm spotting all the changes that are made when you speak quickly. So, Lovisa, my question for you this time is, you said at one point, vi har lediga tider, både på morgonen och eftermiddagen. So this is this the famous that replaces ja in 99% of when Swedes say yes?
It is, yeah.
And tell me something, is it also sometimes said with a breath in?
Yeah, that's kind of a regional thing though. You'll hear that mostly in the north of Sweden.
I see, okay, jaha. Was that the right use of yaha?
Yeah, that was perfect.
Okay. Well, this has been a fantastic lesson, giving us lots of opportunities to learn useful phrases for dealing with phone calls. As we said at the beginning, a tricky thing to do, but now I feel a little more confident in doing so to deal with wrong numbers and asking for people and obviously booking that very important hair appointment. Excellent. As ever, we hope that you enjoyed this lesson. If you're using the premium version of our course, then you can go straight on and watch the video version, or indeed you can read through the notes, which are there to help you understand everything in this lesson, and use our bonus podcast, which this week will feature an additional phone call and also some information about emailing, and we're just about to record that now. You can find out all about this at coffeebreakacademy.com, where you'll be able to access the premium version of our course.
And you can find us on Facebook, just search for Coffee Break Swedish, and we post regular content to help you build your cultural knowledge of everything Swedish.
Okay, tack så mycket, Hanna.
Varsågod, Mark.
Och tack så mycket, Lovisa.
Tack, Mark.
Och vi ses senare.
Hej då.
Hej då.
You have been listening to a Coffee Break Languages production for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2021 Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2021 Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.